Virgin Wishita Lesson 228, The Art of Seeing Auras. The big question always arises, how do we know whether or not we are seeing an aura or if it is just our imagination? Actually, there is no such thing as imagination according to the general use of the word. When we go within ourselves, we find that each thing that is so-called imagination or in the world of image actually exists within the refined substance of the mind, and we are just becoming aware of it, where it is imprinted in the vast internal substance of the mind. Only when we become aware of something that we imagine for a long enough period do we bring out of the subtle areas of the mind and impress it upon the memory patterns of the physical brain. At that point, we do not call it imagination, we begin to call it real. Finally, if we can bring it into physical manifestation, then we really begin to call it real. I suppose that this is the way man's individual awareness has become externalized, so that he looks at the external world as real and the internal, refined areas of the mind as being unreal or elusive. It was not always so, however, because with the absence of the things to externalize man's individual awareness, man is naturally within himself. When awareness is within the very depths of the mind, so that color and light and sound are one and the same to him, he then looks at his fellow man from the inside out. He would first see the spine of someone he was looking at, and the lights within the spine, and then he would see the inner aura, then the outer aura of the individual, and last he would see the physical body. When awareness is externalized to the point where we see physical things as reality, then we see the physical body first and have to strain to see the aura and the internal layers of consciousness. Go within yourself, and all things will be unfolded to you on the inner planes of consciousness, as well as in the external states of mind. You will begin to see through them all. Seeing an aura is like seeing through someone. Their physical body begins to fade just a little bit, and we see where their awareness is flowing in the wonderful world of the mind. The colors around the person are first seen within your own mind. You would not clearly see them around their physical body. Later, after becoming adjusted to this new form of sight, you may see colors around the individual's physical body. Where do these colors come from? All things in the mind are sound and color. Look around you and observe each vibratory ray of every physical object as having a sound as well as a color. Everything is sound, everything is color, everything is shape. Therefore, in the refined areas of the mind, all things are color and all things are sound, recognizable through the sixth sense of the all-seeing eye. This faculty is always awake. You only have to learn how to be aware of it and use it. In a similar way, an artist must learn to distinguish with his physical eyes between one shade of color and another, and between the dimensions in a painting.